Hello. How are you tonight, my lady? Hey.
Hey.
Y'all ready to rumble?
Do something.
Oh, I'm so excited. You know, there's those times when God gives you something and you go, this is so good. And then there's those times that you're like, if y'all can contain me, this is so good. Oh, goodness, I'm excited to be here. So how was your day?
Pretty good. Busy.
Of course.
But I don't know what I'd do without that. So
you would not function well. That's the truth. I would not function well without that. That's kind of the way I want it. I know it's kingdom time. Okay. My little computer, is it like having a hard time broadcasting here?
Yeah, you had a real tough time on Facebook.
Okay, yeah, I noticed
you broke up all the time.
Is it better now?
I knew Joey was complaining of it, and I thought maybe it was our end.
Uh-huh.
But it was doing the same thing. Now, there was at one point you got kind of muffled, and then all of a sudden it went away. And then you shut off, so I was like, okay.
I saw it went off. I did see that. And I don't know if it's Zoom, if it's me, or if it's all of us. I have no idea.
I don't know, but I know Facebook just plain informed me the other day that if I did another live, they would block me. And now I'm going through a security check every time I do anything.
Wow.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
It's great. That, see, you just wonder. Okay, now maybe I can do this. Okay.
Do you go through Zoom to Facebook or do you use the other? How do you do that?
If you look down there on the bottom, the more, where it has more, you can click. You can either go to Facebook or you could go to YouTube. What you may want to do is do YouTube and then share it over to the other place because you can share your video there.
Where's your more?
On the bottom right next to end meeting, or you may not see it, Rob breakout
room. Yeah, I don't have that.
Oh, you would have it down there. It's right by the end meeting whenever you're...
If you're the host.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll show you my screen in half a second.
Okay. I wondered if you weren't going from Zoom over, and I'm wondering if that doesn't let you in a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because it's not on them.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. But, yeah, I can do it to YouTube. That doesn't bother me either.
Yeah. Some of the numbers are better at YouTube, actually, is what I've been hearing. That's just free information. That's because you're early. yeah, the numbers actually are better. And I've got to get some time to get everything set up to use my repurpose because it's cindyrushton.com/repurpose. It will record from wherever you do, you choose, and it'll create rules that will automatically put it everywhere. So that might be an option. Okay, here we go. I can talk.
I just told Michael, I said, I can't afford getting blocked out.
Oh, no.
Doing police stuff and matches. I said, that'd be really cute.
Yeah.
I did end up, because I kept getting knocked off like that, they literally banned me for a month. So we made a dummies one up for Michael, one up with just my name.
Oh, that's
that way I can go behind the scenes, but come on.
There you go. Take that, smarties out there in the world. Oh, goodness, that's funny. Okay, let's see if we are doing this thing. Okay, here we go. I think we are cooking with gas now. Booyah. We are live. Hello, world. We have 3 minutes, 3 minutes till we are going to just hit this thing. I was going to show you real quick my screen just to show you what I'm talking about, what it looks like. Let me get this to where it's like, here we go. Please don't click the wrong button, Cynthia Lynn. Okay, so I'm going to share my screen. I'm just going to show you. I had this. Oh, it doesn't show it. No way. Okay, it's showing up here. Okay, up here at the top. This is actually along the bottom whenever I'm not showing my screen.
Okay.
So it has like the mute, the stop video, manage participants, any polling we would have, news share. This is all whenever you are actually doing a recording, but it would normally show like the whole, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why it takes it out like this, but down here where it says more, when it's not like that, you can actually choose to stream either to YouTube, okay, or you can choose to, that really makes me frustrated when I'm trying to show what I'm talking about. you can live stream to YouTube, or you can live stream to Facebook. And so I'm going to stop my share, but it didn't show nothing I just wanted it to show.
Okay.
So let me think how to do this. I'll grab my screen right now. There's more than one way to do this. Ha. Okay, so I'm going to show it just like this. Hold on just a minute, I'll show it. Ha ha. You want to go being tricky, Mr. Zoom. Okay, so now I'm going to show you what that would have looked like. Okay, here we go. Okay, let me move that out of the way. Like, this is what it normally looks like for me if it were showing my screen. Let me move this around. Hey, how are you?
Okay. I'm here. I finally figured out how to use this.
Yay!
Because I don't have a webcam for my computer.
That is awesome. Yay. Well, your iPad should show you. I can't see you right this minute. But it's little dots here, Arilla. That's what I'm talking about. It will have a drop down that says YouTube or Facebook for you to stream.
Okay.
All right. That's what
Thank you.
About. You are welcome. Welcome. Let me see. Stop the share. It's me. Hey,
why?
I love seeing your faces.
I turn back and it's like, what?
7 p.m.
Your computer talking to us.
There we go.
Hey,
yeah, and I forget every time I start to record that it's almost on the hour and it's going to go off on me.
You can do that. You're talking about yours is like the, okay.
Yeah, it's my blind clock over here, and there's no mute on it or anything.
Yeah, you look like you're on a, on the moon or something there. How do you get the backgrounds? You guys are doing backgrounds to yours. How do you do that?
I did it.
It's down at the bottom.
It's at the bottom. Yeah. Right there.
It's on the bottom.
Virtual background.
Yeah. It's in your settings.
There's a click on it.
You go down and hit your one to do your settings.
Ooh, let's see what we can do here.
I thought of you when I saw the beach. I thought, well, I can't go see Cindy, but I'll get the beach.
Oh, fun. I like it. Okay, well, I can't do it because my computer, it doesn't love something there. It's a whatever.
She's on it.
Whatever. It's being persnickety with me, my dears.
I love her hair. It makes it look like her hair is floating behind her the way she was in there.
It did. It's cute. Oh, look at that. Christina, I love the beach. What do I need to do to get my beach? How do I get my beach?
You go to the screen and it'll say something about, what's it say, Christina, on it? Background. It says something about backgrounds.
If you click on, virtual backgrounds, and then you choose a virtual background, but you have to, like, there's something we had to do first. I'm trying to remember because when I was helping somebody else do this.
Oh, my goodness. What is blowing your hair? It is.
My shoulder. I don't even have hair that long.
I know, but
it's my shoulders.
Oh, I'm feeling like, okay, I'm drink to you.
You find it?
That's awesome.
So if you open choose virtual background.
Yeah, it says it has to do something, like prepare a green.
It may be because you're recording.
Download them first.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it later.
Do it later.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then everybody will really be mad at me. You live by Destin, and you're at the beach. Are you breaking the rules? You're gonna get the devil on you. That is not a good time for you to say this. I know this is a serious epidemic thing, Meducci, but yeah, I'm just ready to go to the beach. I only got shrimp the other day because I went there like while I was out getting groceries. Look what my grandbaby got me a while ago. He keeps bringing me flowers and jewelry every day. I'm like, you know what? The kid romance is my heart. Is that not
sweet? I was going to say, he's brown nosing somewhere.
He's a doll when he wants to be. And then he can be, well, we won't even speak that into, well, it is in existence. He can be like a Tasmanian devil. You know, he has his moments. I'm just kidding. Oh, goodness.
I still like his tent that he put up the other day.
I had to help. And then he tried jumping on it at the top. That's what I didn't take a picture
shush.
Of. Yeah, scared me to death. I was like, you cannot do that. Your parents are gone. The hospitals won't take anybody but COVID people. You cannot die while I'm watching you. So,
are you flying to space, Christina?
Oh, are we going to space?
Yeah.
Oh, how long is that? Let's see.
I really don't like the virtual backgrounds, but they did laundry yesterday and all that laundry behind me. I don't like that either.
But let's see you again. Why don't I see you right now when you talk just then?
I don't know.
Should.
I'm there.
Oh, that's weirdness. Oh, there you are.
Hello.
Look at you. Yeah. You are so out of this world.
Oh, I found one.
The sun went dead on you.
I can hear you, but you're frozen.
Me?
Me?
Yeah.
Her sight is
your video. Cindy, if you can see where it froze you, it's hilarious.
Oh dear. Dear, please, please, computer, please, work.
It's probably my internet.
Oh, I don't know.
No, she's having problems, too.
So we need to pray over that as we kick off tonight, because there's...
Actually, Cindy, you're not live on Facebook.
Yeah.
It says
she is up top.
At least you're not on stepping up the call.
Yeah, I haven't shared it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
The background.
The freezes are cracking me up.
Yes. Let me put it over there, and then we'll get kicking up.
Kicking it. There's a ladder outside.
The problem with the background is when I sit here and I rotate my chair.
It makes a weird look.
It does. Maybe it will teach me not to rotate my chair.
That's funny. No rotating your chair, and you're having to be still, very still.
I'm having to be still, which I'm not good at.
That's really cute.
I don't like still.
It's really cute. I like your background. I'm going to get a background. Tonight, my goal is to set a background. That's what I'm saying.
You'll have to video tape yourself after you get it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You'll have to do it quick. Hey, look, I managed it.
Oh. I'm growing in so many ways.
Pencil. Yay, I found a pencil.
Okay, so here we do.
That was the biggest joke in this house as homeschoolers. We never could find a writing utensil.
All right.
Where did they ever show it? You know, it helps to put your mic down by your mouth, too.
Oh, now you sound like official.
I was going to say, you're real faint.
That's because I was speaking out my ear.
I wasn't for sure where it was.
That is funny. Okay, so y'all catch me up on what amazing things you've done this week as I do this. Tell me what you got.
I'm working on Challenge 5. So, keeping my to-do list and actually doing something off of it instead of just staring into space. There are days where I just sit here and my kids are like, are you going to do anything, Mom? And I'm like, no. Wait, what am I supposed to be doing? I have no clue. So, yeah, the to-do list is helping. It's really funny, though. One of the things I'm going to work over time is to get rid of all that email that has been there since 2004. Because I just never actually delete anything. And I found another 30-day challenge from 2014 with Shalene Johnson on to-do lists. Imagine that.
I may go back
and look at that too.
But that goes along with what we're going to be doing. So it's to-do
list. And it was on, well, I'm not sure if it was just to-do list or it was, I only looked at the two emails, but it was 30 days. Probably it was an organizational one, but her start was to-do list. And it was an email one. So you got an email each day for 30 days. So I have all of them and all of the, okay, here's what you do today. So nice. I'm going to go back and look at one a day and see what was it. Cause I have ones that I never opened. So I know what day I got to, which was 5.
That's awesome. Well, you know,
I don't know if that's awesome, but it's interesting.
It sounds like a fly lady method.
That's funny. Here's the funny thing. I have got so many things to myself that I've got one thing that I'm wanting to work on that's my calendar, and I've got a calendar I bought from someone that I could use it technically, but the problem I see with it is it's not exactly the messages that are on my heart right now, and it's always going to be like that. It's got a lot of great ideas that are just in it, but it's intended, if you don't have ideas, you can use it. If you do have ideas, replace it. And so I just need like a good afternoon just to do just that. But see, I keep seeing other things. It's kind of like rabbit, squirrel. I'm going to have to make myself mind is what this is all about. I'm going to have to get myself together. Oh.
Well, that was part of challenge one for me, was the planning part. Wasn't that challenge? Was that one or two? I don't even know anymore. I decided that I'm not going to have 10 things I'm working on. I'm going to have 2 or 3, mm-hmm. and just focus on those 2 or 3. And Korean is what my main focus this month.
Nice.
Because I've been here 2.5 years, and I'm still not past where I was before I left, mm-hmm. because I had just taken a college course at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to just focus. So Korean, sewing, time with God. That's it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've got some things that are a little along those lines too that I'm working on, just trying to just get everything. Today, believe it or not, you guys, early this morning, I finished all my little to-dos that were going on, and what did I do? I cleaned my room, made my bed, cleaned the toilet. Yes, I did. I was very proud of myself. That's probably the only time you'll see me do that all month, just so you
know. I got a little dishes in before the meeting tonight.
I'm impressed. See, that's what we're talking about.
Pay the child to clean the living room.
Well, that's doing good.
Hey, it only cost me $1 for a ramen, so I think we can handle that.
Ooh, I didn't even think about getting cash. That's a good idea.
He wanted the ramen, so out of the change he found while he cleaned, he went and bought a ramen. So yeah, creative parenting, maybe? No, not really.
That's awesome.
So our lifestyle, we are the deal makers.
Thing. I love it. That's awesome. Okay, you guys, well, tonight, do you guys want to mute for, unless you have something you want to ask or anything between now and the next little bit? Tonight, I'm endeavoring to do some more announcements. Most of you already know the announcements of what we've got going on. But I want to make sure in case somebody drops into this video that they know what on earth we are doing. And then I also want to make sure that I make that pretty quick tonight because of just the topic that I want to dig into. And I don't want it to just be the topic. I also want time for us to do the group thing. So I want to first of all thank each and every one of you for being a part of what we are doing right now. To me, one of the most important challenges that I could have. And I'll say that the next time too, probably. And I know that January was very important. But I believe that this one is so important because of just the timing of everything that's going on in our culture right now. You guys, we're on the brink of, I believe, some of our biggest, greatest, most amazing moments, I believe, in history. I think it's not an accident that we all got together at the beginning of the year, remember? And we just began working at the beginning of the year, working towards the things that God was calling us to do. I think it all began really back when we had Rosh Hashanah, and I heard what the meaning of Rosh Hashanah, 5780, which is this year, that what it meant, it was the beginning of a new decade as well as a new year. We know that. We know 2020 is a new decade. But what I was amazed to hear, and by the way, this is one of my new finds that I'm studying right now in my quiet time, is His Appointed Times, and it's by Christine Vales. Oh, God, you guys, whoa. Is all I can say. She wrote this back months and months ago, but it's hard to get away from what God's timing and appointed times are. And yeah, I am just blown away with how on point it is on my personal life as well as our professional lives. And so it's kind of interesting because I heard about this from a friend of mine who was doing a live. Taking this time to build her ark. I love it. She may come and join us. I love her so much. But she's moving forward in her calling, and she was talking about this year, and she started talking about even this month, the meaning of this month. Well, let me go back and tell you that this year, as we moved into 5780 back in last fall, our timing, it was very interesting to me that the last decade before that, those very things that God has been planting in our hearts and the things that maybe it's the life lessons we've been having. Maybe it's the situations, some of them very difficult, some of them very precious. But all of those things, as we rolled into 5780 and as we're going through this year and this whole next decade, this is the year and the decade where that we are to speak forth the vision. We are to speak forth the word that God has put inside of us. And don't you think that's interesting? Because tonight, that makes me so fired up, excited to get to think about the fact of each of you stepping into who God has called you to be, being fully prepared, fully systematized, fully scheduled, fully hearing God in a way that you can go forth and declare the word that God gives you for your message in your life. I don't think it's by accident that we are all connected, you guys. I believe that you guys are going to come to January 2021, or maybe even 5781 that's coming up in the fall, and things are not going to look the same for you at all. And it's not about a virus. It's not about what's going on with the world. This is about you taking massive action. This is about you stepping into the things that God has called you and you alone to do. And I believe that your greatest days are here. Your greatest works are here. The things that, for me, I feel like I'm sitting smack dab in the middle of exactly who God called me to be, doing exactly what God says each and every day. And there is something sweet about that space. There's something that is precious about being in that position of knowing that, okay, this is who I'm created to be. This is what I'm created to do. It reminds me of like when I was first called, believe this or not, at 8 years old. And I remember that the surrender that took place at that time was a surrender of, God, wherever you ask me to go, whatever you ask me to do, to whoever what that you ask me to do whatever for, I'm here to do what, I'm here to serve you. I am here for you, Lord. And it's funny that this year he brought that all back around. He brought it all back around. I wear many, many mantles. And I mean, I know some of you do too. I'm surrounded by people who are, to me, the most talented people that I know on the planet. You guys come from a lot of different backgrounds. Even sitting here in this room, I know the talent in this particular room, the giftings in this room, the stories that you come from in this room. Some of you I know more than others, but many of you have been on journey with me for many, many years. I would love to see in the chat, like, how did you guys find me? And how is it that you came across my things? What, you know, how long has it been? Pop it into the chat. I'm kind of interested to hear that, because it kind of blows me away, the things that, how God has, again, he's told me to go where he sends me. He's told me to do the things that he's told me to do. And I believe it's not an accident that he's got the same thing for you guys and that you're connected with me, because some of you go way, way, way back. Some of you not so much, but it's kind of interesting to see that God has brought each of us in a convergence together to journey together right now. It's not an accident. The ultimate productivity challenge this year for this whole month. Let me send this one more time. Okay, hold on. I am still. Let me see. Okay, the ultimate productivity challenge this year is, did y'all have to use a password to get in? I don't even know if it's like.
No.
Okay, cool.
No.
Okay, good. Well, we'll just start getting the link only. Okay, so anyhow, let me see what you guys said. How did you find me? Okay, Lois says at least 10 years, a couple years by mutual friend with Joey. Oh, you guys, Joey is one talented friend. He and his beautiful wife are, and their puppy dog's even brilliant. Don't y'all love me when I get real like this? let's see, Orilla, let's see. Okay, Christina says it was through notebooking and brain in a binder. She has emails back to 2004. And then Lois says from homeschooling, then business, and at least 10 years. Oh, yeah, Jube. Let's see, Yahoo groups. Oh, my goodness, that, hey, that's more than 20 years. I hate to tell you that. I was thinking, let's see, goodness, how long is that? That's like, since I was 28-ish. Isn't that crazy? Maybe less than 28. Okay, and it asked Lois for a password. Okay, all right. So anyway, some of you have, it's cool to see that God's brought us on a journey together. Some of you have come in on different roads, different paths. Some of us have got totally different things we're going to be doing, but I fully believe some of us are really going to be journeying together, doing a lot of things together. And next month we're going to talk about like developing your tribe, but you guys are a beautiful picture of what I envisioned with my tribe, because I envisioned my tribe to include people who were basically, this is the definition of people who are my people, as people who are movers and shakers, history makers and world changers. And I see us changing the world and taking this world in all kinds of creative ways, whether it's through writing, publishing, having great businesses that we run, being an entrepreneur. I say I'm a serial entrepreneur. I'm addicted to business. My parents made me like this. They made me crazy like this. From the time I was a little girl, I helped my mother in her business, you guys, get this, when I was 6 years old. My years of being a teenager, what did I do on the weekends? I was ruined. I babysat. I made more money than I probably make right now on a weekend because I was just the babysitter and everybody loved. I mean, it was like the place. I had beaucoups of kids around me every weekend. And so I'm talking about probably 30, 40 kids. This is seriously what I did as a teenager. Way back then. And so this is, you know, I have been in business as far back. I've had a sewing business. I've had a babysitting business. I have had my writing and publishing. I see myself right now, what I am into is publishing, of course, promotions and production. And so there's a whole world of that. And I do coaching and things. So coaching and teaching, and I do my thing as I'm going along the way. But my biggest thing I feel like I'm doing in this season is not just doing it for Cindy, but coming alongside of you so you can do your thing. I hope that makes sense, because my heartbeat is to see you guys really successful and going out and taking the culture for Christ. I'm here to build kingdom. That's the bottom line. So now, does that say that you can't be a, you have to be a believer to be a part of, to be a part of what I do? Absolutely not. You're welcome no matter what you do. It's just, you're going to hear a lot about Jesus in this space. You're going to hear a lot about Holy Spirit because they're my love. They are my passion. And they're why I do what I do. They're where I get my ideas. Speaking of that, tonight, I want to dig in, and this is going to be the first session for specifically for those of you who are in business, ministry, you want to be, maybe you just have that idea. Maybe you have that thing you're saying, okay, I don't even know what to do with it from here. I've got an idea. Maybe I need some help taking it from here to there. That's what I specialize in. And that's what this whole challenge is about. It's about taking massive action. For you guys, there's going to be a whole lot of content. I'm going to be really blunt here. Some of the content in here, you're going to hear in some of my higher dollar coaching programs, but I can't help but to give it out here right now, because I feel like that we are in a place together where personally, I feel like some of you are taking you need right now the help to get out there and reach the people who are your people. They're needing you like never before. So when I am really crushing it on the content and things in this particular challenge, it's because I want to see you guys stepping into everything in a really quick, I'm sorry if I sound impatient. I'm not meaning to be impatient, but I want to see you guys stepping into it. And I'm talking about really taking the culture for Jesus. And I want to see you guys being so super successful that you see and you live out what this year is supposed to be. This year being 5780 is a year where you are supposed to be living the vision. You're supposed to be living it. You're supposed to be speaking it. Joey, pardon me. You're supposed to be singing it. Francesca, you're supposed to be playing it. You're supposed to be producing it. You see what I'm saying, you guys? This is the year. This is the year where all those things that have been on your heart, maybe some of them have collected dust. This is the year to do it. I can't tell you how happy that makes me. I call myself like the ministry midwife. or the business midwife or the musician's midwife, where I'm helping you take that dream that's on your heart and make it happen. I'm going to cheer you through. I'm going to say, come on. It's time right now. Ho, ho, ho. Let's breathe a little bit. Let's get our strategy. And then I'll say, push. And I want to see you going for that dream. That dream is going to be birthed. I believe some of you are going to birth it, and you're going to then take it out there at the end of this month. I really do believe it. That's my goal. I have some pretty audacious big goals, don't I? But it's truly my heartbeat to see you guys step in and be everything God called you to be. Why? Because I just fully believe from the bottom of my heart that God has got some amazing, amazing, amazing things for you. It is beyond, beyond anything that you could ever ask for, hope, or imagine. I'm telling you, the things that are in the works for you, if you could think of the biggest thing that you can think of right now, I have to tell y'all this. I'm just going to hop off and chase a little rabbit for a second. But my personal coach, and I'm also always coached, and I always coach. And that's just part of my life, because I believe that I'm only as great as the people that I surround myself with, which is part of the reason I surround myself with greatness all the time. But I'm only that great. But I'm also only as great as the people speaking into me saying, Cindy, we're going to stretch you. And so I had a couple of instances where my personal coach has stretched me. I felt like I was a rubber band stretching around the globe. I'm telling you, because she was telling me to just say, okay, where are you? Where do you ultimately want to be? And we have already this year put those things in motion. I'm talking about in the last couple months. So you better believe. I love coaching. I love that people can interact with me and dare to speak into my life and help me to become the greatest I could be. But that's what I'm here for you as well. It's to stretch you beyond where you think you can go into where you really should go this year. Did you hear me? I'm talking about more than you need to. I'm talking about like where you think you can go today, but stretching into where you think, I'm not going to be there for this amount of time. I want to see you doing that now. And that's where we're going to take some massive action. Now tonight, I want to share on the topic of prepare. It's one deep word, huh? One deep word. When I'm talking about prepare, this word keeps coming and ruminating in my heart, and it's come in a lot of different ways. It means a lot of different things, but this is kind of the reason we're doing this specifically for business and ministry, is because I believe this is a time of preparation for many of you. Some of you will never, ever, ever get the time that you have today, right now, in this solitude. You'll never get it quite like this again. I have been here in this position. Actually, when I started my ministry, I had been in a season kind of where God cut some things off, pruned some things. And I can tell you, it's a lot harder when you have him do that to you when everybody else is in motion. Today, it has its little thing. It has its own different thing. But I feel like that today you've got permission. Many of you are not going to get paid anyway, so you may as well take this time to do it. Do what you're doing. Some of you are getting paid on through this season, and you may as well take this time to do this. Do you hear me? This is the time to do this. One thing that I think is interesting, and this is something I have to kind of prepare my heart for, but what I saw in scripture years ago was that all the great men and women in the Bible all had a season of solitude. Solitude. Now, some of us fuss about that because it looks like our calendar isn't filled. It looks like that people don't want what we have to offer. It looks like our numbers are not where we want them to be. And we start getting a little like, well, maybe I missed it. Maybe I'm doing the wrong thing. Or maybe, are you hearing me? Anybody with me here on this one? Yeah? Yeah? Because there's something about us that we sometimes have to get kind of clear that we're not doing this necessarily for the money. Ooh, don't leave, stick with me. because I believe that you are going to be the most prosperous you've ever been in your life. Maybe some of you have not made money and where you've, the way you've been doing it. That's why I'm saying we need to prepare. This is my new notes thing. We need to prepare, and I mean prepare the way God says to prepare, so we can be the most successful and do the things that God wants for us to do. You know what? I believe that the most prospered people, the most creative people, I said this earlier this afternoon when y'all probably weren't able to see me because my internet was acting crazy, but I believe that the most prospered, the most successful, the most creative, the people who are movers and shakers, history makers, should be the church. They should be Christians, because we should be getting our ideas. I mean, like earlier today, I was taking a shower. Now, this is probably too much information for you guys, but I was taking my shower and I got ideas for two new projects. I was like, okay, Cindy, calm yourself down. Keep the idea until you can get yourself dry so you don't kill yourself in the tub. But come on, girl, let's think about it. Let God speak to your heart a little bit. Take a little time and let him speak into you what he really wants with this. And as I did, and as I lathered up with my conditioner, I just sat there going, God, you're so good to me. You're so good to me that this is the picture. Uh-oh, got some screaming out there. That's called family. Isn't it fun? We are having so much fun in this wonderful week. Oh, Dad's getting them now. They're in trouble. And so anyway, so this is a season that if you can embrace the solitude, I promise you, these are moments that your greatest ideas are going to take place. They're going to come. And the greatest answers are coming. I believe that your creativity, you guys are so creative. I know every one of you that are in my room, I don't know who else is listening in, but every one of you are truly the most creative people I know on the planet. So I know that right now there are amazing ideas that are going to set you apart forever. These are probably the ideas that you're going to come back. As a matter of fact, I heard a video. Somebody sent me one last night. I love my people. They're all so awesome. But somebody sent me this video last night that said it was during pandemics that you saw not just that scientists found solutions or that medicine made its greatest breakthroughs, but that people came up with some of the most creative, amazing ideas. If you were to look at so many of the things that came out of those times of solitude. Now, I remember hearing this years and years ago. I had read a book by Sir Thomas Moray, I believe it was. Was it Secrets of Solitude? Is it him or is it Sir Thomas Akempis? It one or the other. Read them both. They're good. So it's Sir Thomas Akempis. Okay, there we go. It was a chapter on solitude. And in that, it recounted that all the great men and women in the Bible all had a season of solitude, including Jesus Christ. Okay? And that the men and women throughout history, you can see a story of the greatest of the great had a season of solitude. Embrace this solitude. Use this solitude to prepare. Now I'm talking about, maybe there's some things that need cleaning up. I mentioned that earlier today. I'm serious. The Lord told me today, clean your room. I felt like he was like a mother. I mean, I'm going, hello, can I like do this another day when I'm not feeling quite as creative? But no, he said, clean your room. It took me about a whole 10 minutes. Yes, you were talking about fly lady at the beginning, Jube. Yeah, I know. I was a fly lady girl, you know, doing that fly 15-minute fling boogie. Yeah, I know about that. That was kind of what it looked like until I got to the toilet. And don't ask me why I cleaned the toilet. I don't know what happened to me there. But it was this day where I just felt like the Lord said, clean, clean, I want things clean. And what I hear him saying, even for each of you, is that right now there may be some things that need to be clean, that need to be gotten rid of. Maybe it's a time of pruning. I'm going to come back to that some, I believe, next week, but God already took my topic tonight and flipped it. And so it may, who knows what I'll be teaching each week. Thank y'all for grace. If it ends up I don't teach about pruning, I'll do a pop-up with it, okay? But one of the things that I remember the season where God literally started cleaning things off my schedule scared me to death. Scared me to death. He then started cleaning out commitments. Oh, now that starts getting up. That starts ruffling my feathers, y'all. I like doing. I like being. I like going. And so he starts doing that kind of stuff. And I was mad. I'm going to be real. I was just mad. Until I look back now and I go, you could never have done what you did right after that girl. So whenever he starts to prune things this season and cut out huge, like a whole relationship, like a whole job, then I start going, whoa, this is before the pandemic, y'all. I'm talking about when he starts doing snip and snip. I remember going to my honeymoon with my best friend who was there for me to cry on her shoulder and for her to get me right with God. I just know it. She was there. Come on, Cindy. Lucia. I was Lucia, y'all. You know how Lucia is. When I go to my honeymoon with Lucia and Jesus, I'm not coming back the same. And I didn't. I'm not the same. Y'all can probably tell that. You thought I was just wild and crazy. Now I'm wild and cray-cray crazy. God crazy. But anyway, being there, I knew God was up to something. When he slowed every single thing in my life down, I'm serious, going up there, I sat there on the back porch overlooking this beautiful mountain range. There's a picture of it on some of my stuff. There's a picture of it on some of my stuff. I'll send it to you guys. I sat there just being refreshed and refilled. And I sat there crying over the fact that my life was not what I thought it was going to be that day. And I felt the Lord say, Cindy, do you trust me? Do you trust me? Because you've been crying out for transformation. You've been crying out to get back to the things you're really all about. And I'm doing something here, girl. But I'm not letting you go back the way you've been. When I'm talking about clean, you guys, when I'm talking about him saying it's time to clean some things, here's where it started. It's really pretty overwhelming. Because I heard him say, Cindy, you've been able to operate in the past probably at 50% your healing. Because there were some things that started going on for about 15 years of my traveling. There was problems that I was having to go through and deal with. And it was like, I was, every single time I stepped into a pulpit, I was going, God, you empty me out completely. I want to just be a vessel you can speak through. Now, that's a good, noble thought. But the reason was because my life was so jacked up. It was so not what I wanted it to be. And I was battling so much. And ends up, I got a divorce. So you kind of look at it and you go, whoa, that was a pretty big cut, a pretty big change, a pretty big shift. But then I spent years just going into counseling and freedom and deliverance. And I'm thankful for the people who poured into my life, because a couple years ago, I was probably about 80% where I should be. But I remember a prophetic friend of mine coming to me and saying, Cindy, God is calling you back into your space, into your place in the kingdom. But he's saying you have to be 100% healed. You have to be 100% on target for what you've got to do ahead. It's different than what you did before. Now, let me tell you guys, usually when God gives me a word like that, it's not going to be long for somebody to get a piece of it where God, I see it in you. And I see it, in you. Do you see what I'm saying? But I can tell you right now, God is cleaning. He is cleaning. He is scrubbing and cleaning out. He's cleaning out pulpits. He's cleaning out businesses. He is cleaning out stages. You just look around. They're empty. They're cleaning up. Some of you are going to produce your finest works in these days right here, right now. I believe God has, for musicians, Joey, I believe, and I think I've spoke this over you already. I'm not sure how much I gave you the other night because I couldn't remember. I wasn't writing myself. I know it sounds crazy, but I felt like God, I was saying, God, what do you want Joey to hear that you've showed me? And what he showed me is that he's got sounds in heaven for not just you. There are other musicians in my tribe, like Francesca's husband. I hear him saying there are music, there are sounds in heaven that need to be released for healing and freedom, for prosperity, for purpose, for just refreshment, it is for entertainment too, but there's more to be produced that is in heaven. And if you press in to that, you're going to get the very sounds that are going to bring your prosperity. Some have not been as prospered as they could be because our sounds have sounded like the world. And I'm not against that at all. I'm not against that at all. However, there's new sounds even for the world that are going to come out of these days. For the speaker and the writer, I believe that there are messages that you have not dared to speak. Maybe it's because the enemy's been alive and well, and right now you can see him a little bit more, how he's operating in fear and doubt and worry and anxiety and lack and all the things he's operating in. Well, I'll tell you what, he's been operating for so many of you the same exact way. Musicians, creatives, producers, all of the people who would happen to be in my tribe, publishers, you know, whatever we are, churches, whoever happens to be in my tribe, I believe that the enemy has been telling you all along things that have been stealing your voice. They've been stealing your message. They've been redirecting your message that way. They've been redirecting your prosperity, and you can't find it. And I'm telling you, today is the day to clean. Today is the day to clean. I'm talking about really let God loose. To clean out every room, every space. You can trust him. You can trust him as never before. I promise you. He's not here to make you in a place where you can't have fun. He's not here to steal away your joy. He's here to give you the very delights that are the delights of your heart. He says, I'm going to read this to you. This is one of my seriously most favorite passages, but I love the way it is in the Passion Bible. Let me get this because I feel like this is specifically for someone in the room. God is not a God who wants to hold out on you. He is not. I'm telling you, we've got to get really clear on who is God and who is the enemy. We've got to know the ways of God versus the ways of the enemy. If we don't get that down, we're not going to be able to hear our messages. We're not going to be able to hear those songs. We're not going to be able to hear where we're to go and what we're to do and what we're not to do and where we're not to go, where we're not to produce. We're not going to be on the cutting edge. I believe the people of God can be on the cutting edge as never before. I'm not called to go and copy. I'm not a copy girl. I'm telling you, I'm a cutting edge girl. That's what took me so long getting back in the pulpit. That's what took me so long, kept me in corporate world, is I was afraid I couldn't be on the cutting edge. And I just laugh now at the enemy. How dare he tell me that I hadn't been doing this for so many years? And you know what? This is just how this is. Do you know how many churches I've helped get on Zoom this week? Because they didn't know how to do it. It's not hard. This is hard. I mean, seriously, I did it. But how about the churches that and the corporations that don't know how to do business? And I kind of got slam dunked into it last fall. I did. And for the last year and a half, I have been doing these kind of things. And I just laugh because it was like God so prepared me. He honored my desires. He honored my delights. Let me read this passage to you. It's in Psalm 37. Listen to it in the Passion Translation. Actually, I'm going to go further back. I just saw something as I opened it up. It says, do not follow after the wicked ones or be jealous of their wealth. I have never seen that. That's good. Don't follow after the wicked ones. That's exactly what I just said. That's a confirmation. God says that. I didn't just say it by myself. Don't think for a moment that they're better off than you. Especially today. My goodness. I won't say something after every verse, okay? But it says, they and their short-lived success will soon shrivel up and quickly fade away like grass clippings in the hot sun. Keep trusting in the Lord and do what is right in His eyes. Fix your heart on the promises of God and you will be secure, feasting on His faithfulness. Okay, hold. I have to tell you guys here. Did you hear what it just said about their short-lived success? Okay, this is now 4 decades. 4 decades that I've been in this space. Actually was saved at 8, so it's even longer that God has been doing a work. But there has literally been 4 decades, almost 5, but 4 decades, not quite, 4 decades that I have been going into the next decade. And you guys, this is, of course, the beginning, because I am very young, by the way. I just had to throw that out there. But 4 decades. I'm not short-lived. I had people speak over me before and say, you're kind of like another, you're like the next new thing. I've been the next new thing. But I had to stay in power. Why? Because of whose I am. And I believe what you're called to. You want to be a legend. You want to have a legacy. You want to be that person that has the staying power for the long haul. That is why I believe that you're supposed to be part of this tribe, where you can find yourself in a space of people that are not just building something small and temporary. They're not just chasing the next thing. Let me tell you something, too. I want to say this because a lot of writers and speakers, and somebody probably needs to hear this. I've gone to writers' conferences, and my goodness, it's like eating 5-day-old manna or 3-month-old or 5-year-old manna. They're still doing the same things. And I'm not saying that that wouldn't work for you, because God will show you your plan and your purpose, and He'll show you your means of how to do things. But don't be surprised. Now, a week from Saturday, I have a marketing on a shoestrings. I'm going to do my whole film and teaching on marketing on a shoestring. You guys get to be a part of that. I didn't want to put it into the weeklies because I felt like there was too much that God was wanting for us to have. And so that's going to be totally filmed and recorded on its own. But you guys, when I say shoestring, I'm talking about, like, you already have everything you need to be a success. Everything. I'll show you. If you have to do a few things, I promise you won't have to do anything that costs you anything until you've got some funds from what you do for free. Does that make sense? Because you can do what you need to do without spending anything beyond what you've already got. If you're sitting here in this room, you've already got what you need to have to be able to produce your next book or your first book. You've already got everything you need to have a teaching or a coaching business. You've got everything you need to be a successful artist. You do. People have been doing things. I'm telling you, I remember, hold on. We're going to hop a minute. I hope y'all are okay with this. Are y'all okay with this? I like having coaching where we're all like talking. But
Bounce, girl.
Hey, Joey. Oh, I love you. But, you know, here's the thing. I feel like I need to just jump into this for a minute. I remember somebody coming to at some conference. It was a night where we had some writers and speakers that were meeting for like a little networking group. It was in North Alabama. At that time, I think I had already published maybe 50 books. I was making way into, you know, mid high six figures. We had built several other businesses at that point. Again, remember, this isn't my first rodeo in Cindy Rushton Ministries. This is not my first business. We had businesses from the time I was a baby. And I say that, and I'm serious. 6 is a baby. And I was helping my mama way back then. So I grew up in this culture of being an entrepreneur. My mom wasn't just an entrepreneur. She was making good money back when women didn't make money like that. My dad, I don't think he made the money my mom made. From what I was figuring, I don't see how he could have made the money my mother made. But it was just, she was so entrepreneurial. But part of it, she was such a servant. She was on the cutting edge. And so that kind of came into me as a little kid. And so I remember sitting at this networking group, probably 50 books under my belt. And this girl, she's a teacher at the local college. She sizes me up in just a few minutes because she says, "So, where did you get your degree?" And she's a professor. And I said, "I don't have one." At that time, I had 1 year college. I had quit so my husband could get his education, put him through all the way through law school. He was in his second year when we got a divorce. And so that's another whole story. We won't go there. But, you know, it was vital to me to see him get his education. Mine, I'm right now in the middle of my master's degree. So it's not that I don't value education. I just don't know where that would have made a difference in me publishing books. As a matter of fact, right now, the books I've actually put out the last couple years or the last 5 years since I've been in school are books that are pretty much by accident that they got finished, or they were under a lot of push and they were on spring breaks or they were on break times. I mean, seriously, just the past few weeks have I really been able to write for school and write for work or ministry. So, okay, this is the background. I'm sitting there, and she had been published in 2 magazines. At that time, let me just back up a couple years before that for me. At that time, before I even wrote my first book, I had magazines that I hand wrote my articles because they wanted my articles, and I would handwrite my articles. Have you seen my handwriting? I would handwrite my articles and submit them. I never did a query letter. I never had to have an agent. I just wrote, and those magazines and newspapers chose to find me and publish me. I don't even know who else published me. I've seen some things that had come all the way to me, but some would go and grab things from my website, or I'd say, "You can have a chapter out of my book or whatever. Here's all my books." I gave them whatever they wanted to do. Just go do it. I didn't have time to deal with it. And so we were too busy traveling. We were too busy producing more things. I didn't care what they did with my stuff. And that totally is not the way you do business. I know. Is it right? I don't know about that. I'm just telling you that my ways, and so this is the background going into this conversation. But she said, "So, who's published you?" And I thought, well, I'm a self-publisher. That girl fell out. You could see she did have nothing else to talk to me about. Nothing. But she was, by the way, a professor at a college, and I'm not dissing on them. I have a lot of friends I would like to teach to while I'm getting my doctorate. I'd love to teach on a campus. But she had her education, and she had 2 whole articles that she might have made $25 from. And I was thinking, do you know how much money I just made today from sending out an easing? Do you know how much I got in the mail from some people? I didn't even query them. They just published my stuff. I didn't even go there because I thought, okay, I can't help her. But what I can tell you tonight is if you will listen to some of these things, God works. God is faithful. God is faithful. His ways work. They don't make sense. But here's the thing. I remember going to that particular event. They totally shut me down because, you know, well, I'm telling you, I want to be published by such and such company. Well, such and such company's belly up. Try dealing with the legal ramifications of that right now, because I know what that means. And you know what? What she didn't know is within an hour of me releasing my very first book without the internet, social media, no one sheets, none of this stuff, you guys. Without any of that, I had 2 publishers contact me. They contacted me. I didn't have an agent. I didn't have anybody doing anything for me. I didn't even know about marketing, except the way Mama taught me, which is relationship, which is marketing. So here we go. I'm sitting here, and this girl's basically saying that Rushton Family Ministries at the time, that was the name of my publishing house, that wasn't as good as the publishing company she thought. But you know what? I knew the math. I knew that there's no way she was going to get more than 10% royalties off of her books if she got published by said publisher. And probably they're going to do 1,000, maybe 500 print run. Your advances are not going to be John Grisham's advances. you know, I knew the numbers. And here I was sitting there with probably a good solid 7.5 to 10% that it was costing me to produce. And I was just being me with marketing. And I was immediately booked out for 3 years as soon as that first book was launched. Within the next 3 weeks, I made over $30,000, which may not seem like a lot to you guys today. I believe it could probably have been hundreds of thousands of dollars if it were in today. But this is, by the way, without taking credit cards. This is without having all the social media. This is without having the basic ways that we tend to produce things today and get things out there today. This was way back when, yes. And I've had people say, well, it's not like that today. Well, you've got advantages today that you can immediately get out there and you could have your 100 or you could have $30,000 divided by 20 bucks. I mean, you could have that many people in your tribe, your space easily by being the great that you are. But you know what? You're never going to get there. And I'm going to just put this out here. You're never going to get there without being different, without being you. Your thumbprint is original, but your calling is even more original. You know, I've said it through the years that probably the one thing I have to thank God for is that all through the years he's given me the ideas. He's given me the words. It's funny because sometimes I've missed it and hadn't got it out on time. I have a book that I'm already hearing people teach on it a lot, but you know what? I'm not going to not write it because mine's totally different, but it's my identity theft. And it's on like Satan trying to convince us we're something we're not. I think it's so important. I don't care when it comes out, but I was given that book 6 years ago. And I've seen some people come out with some identity theft or things on identity, beautiful things. I haven't read any of them, but I know for a fact that no matter what we all do, the thing that God puts on my heart is a fresh word. When he brings it to actually fruition, he starts saying, work on this. He doesn't give me something like, I remember years ago, as a matter of fact, at that conference, they were talking about, well, the big thing is men are from, Mars, women are from Venus. I think that's the title. And God actually gave me a title. I'll probably use it in an article coming up. It was actually from the girl sitting by me. She said, I'm not going to use this. You can use it. But it was men are from Adam and women are from Eve. And so I see that there's going to be a day where I'm going to write on that. And I'm going to write on the differences of men and women. It will be birthed with a fresh word when it is birthed. But that's one of my millions of ideas. And I say millions of ideas in my journals. It's just been back there since way, way, way back. Way. But I did not write that because I was like, I'm not caring what's out there with men are from Mars and women are from Venus. I don't care. I'm not riding somebody's coattails and saying, oh, well, this is the sound. This is the look. This is the words. This is the messages that are hot, hot, hot. Let me tell you, by the time that they're hot, 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 they're has-beens. If you build a business like that, or you build a ministry, or you build a company like that, whatever you build or try to build your brand that way, you're always going to be on the backside and you run the risk that people are just sick and tired of it. How long are they going to listen to their favorite song? Now, not everything's journey. Don't stop believing. And yes, Journey's had some staying power. Yay. Woohoo. I couldn't believe when it was actually put out. Amazing. Yeah. I believe God's got some sounds like that for some of you. I believe, like my books, I've looked. I don't have a book I have to put out of print. I need to revise a few. I'm working on my Language Arts Easy Way that we're going to be working on over the summer and launching. It's going to be a homeschool thing I'm doing. I actually have stepped back, Jube. You're going to be shocked. You kind of moved in my heart, Jube. But anyway, I'm going to be doing a live class that I'm offering that, hey, we're going to talk language arts. We're going to help moms get ready for homeschooling for the year because I'm just burdened by, we're going to do it live here in the area and we're going to do it online. I'm going to go for it. I can't believe it because I thought that the homeschool movement was done with me. because my kids are grown and gone. I got a son that's 33 and a daughter that's about to be 30. Matt's not 33 yet. He's almost 33 because that makes me old. But anyway, but yeah, that. But you know what? I've got a really hot topic that's for you guys that's on how to build your community, how to build your tribe, how to build your following. Wouldn't you love that? Because you know what? I have been the one who's been able to do it, not once, but twice now. And these are the things that make a difference. I want an intimacy. If I have an intimacy with my group, that's my desire now. I'm not caring about numbers. I know I could pay for advertising or whatever you think you could do out there. Again, on a shoestring. I know what I'm wanting in my tribe. If you want yours in a certain way, no biggie. You can do that. I can show you how to do that. However, what I'm saying is getting in here and deciding, hey, I'm going to be on the cutting edge. I'm going to have the cutting edge ideas. I'm going to be prepared right now so I can hear God for those creative ideas, those creative sounds, the creative words, the creative ideas for actually implementation and activation. I'm going to get still so I can get my very best, because you know what? That's one of my secrets to ultimate productivity. You say, how can you be still and be productive? This is ultimate productivity. It makes a difference. It makes a difference in your ultimate prosperity, in your ultimate success. If you will dare to just try the good old ways, that's where you find success. So now, let me take you through how to prepare yourself, how to prepare. The first thing is to press into God's presence. Yes, because you know what you get there? You're going to get a few things. First of all, you're going to get some things that have been exhausting for you. You're going to get those things washed away. The condemnation, feeling like you're not enough, hearing all the lies that have been spoken over you. Even some of them have been spoken by you over you. Come on, I've done it myself. I know this one. You are going to get a refreshing, and again, you're going to get your ideas. So what do you do to press into the heart of God, to press into his presence? I believe that first of all, you're going to have to get in his word. What I've been doing, and this is something we had as a discussion this weekend in our productivity challenge, what I've been doing is I have been really soaking heavy in the word. I got the YouVersion app. I seriously, even though I'm at home now, I don't have the time to just sit and read all the time. And I'll tend to get impatient with it. But what I love is YouVersion has the daily Bible reading plans. You could do like a 1-year Bible, or you could do, I'm doing 90 days through the Bible right now. The reason is because I really want to be super soaked in the word right now. And I can already feel it. I can already see, again, the cleansing of the ideas. I told you I was in the shower. I was thinking back over what I had heard this morning. I was like, whoa, God just downloaded the next 2 things he wants for me to do. And I went, wow. And it was good stuff. It was really good stuff. I was going, I'm about to jump out of my skin. I'm about to jump out of my skin. And those who know me know she probably was. But here's the thing. Get in the word. The word. And you can do it any way you want to. One of the things I did years ago, I learned this in one of my classes in school. My teacher, when I did Jonah, the book of Jonah, he said, okay, the assignment was listen or read it every single day out of a different version. Well, I was having an hour commute every single day. So I would put it on YouVersion, put it on my stereo in the car, and I would just play it. I'd Bluetooth it in, and I would just play that. And the word, it was amazing. What I did is I used a different version every single day. Some books of the Bible are way bigger. It depends on what you want. I think right now, I was recommending this to a friend earlier today, get in the book of John. The book of John, it's going to give you the most beautiful, you'll get to know some of the most beautiful names of the Lord. John has such an emphasis on God's love. It will fill you up to overflowing. Just start listening to it. And when you finish listening through the whole book, however much time that means for you, if it's 5 minutes, however long that takes you, so what? So what? If you listen to the whole thing in a day, whatever, go and listen to it tomorrow out of another version. There's several thousand versions in YouVersion, and you can just put it on play and listen again and again. I think it's so valuable. I'm listening through the whole Bible right now, but it's because next month, one of the things I'm planning that God downloaded to me, this is so good, he downloaded that he wanted for me to teach on kingdom. I've been putting it off. I was thinking about doing it like after my master's degree was finished. God said, no, today's the day for kingdom. So I'm going to be teaching from the Sermon on the Mount. And it's similar to some of the things I've got in identity theft. It's so funny. But we're going to be doing that as a Bible study online. That's one of my streams of things that I put together. And I feel like it's a perfect timing for that. Okay, God's been giving me all these different things. Can you do that? Yes, you can make it work for you. Maybe you want to just pull the actual printed Bible out, and you may want to sit and just say, okay, God, I'm going to start reading through what? What do you want to read through? My suggestions would be looking at something like Psalms are really sweet. They can get real and raw, but then they can also introduce you to the side of God that is the answer for your problems. Great, great, great book to begin. It takes you forever. It's okay. If you don't get it done in a year, no biggie, no biggie. Nobody's going to judge you because nobody cares. This is you and Jesus. This is you and Holy Spirit. This is you and your Heavenly Father. You can do what you want to do with your Bible reading. You just talk to him and let him speak to you, and you've got it down. For another, again, I mentioned John. I think that book is a book that if you really wanted to know the imprint of God, I mean, like him manifest in mankind through Jesus, there's just something about that book of the Bible where you get to know the names of Jesus and you get to see his heart and how he functions. I can't tell you how much I think it puts a love inside of us where we are fully loved. And when we're fully loved, then we can get out there and we can love on other people. So I think that that's another really important book to just sit and soak in it. Listen to it again and again. But get in the Word. Also, get into worship. You know, right now, some of you probably seen on my Facebook, you probably think, she's gone cray cray. She keeps putting things on here, these worship songs, and they're like an hour long. You guys, I will do that. In the morning, I set my clock about an hour before I really want to wake up. And if I'm ready to wake up, no problem. If not, either way, I put on worship music. And I have pretty much some of them saved in my YouTube. Y'all can probably see them even. In my YouTube, you probably see other things that the grandkids watch and other things too, but I have like a worship playlist that I have in there, and I just let it roll. On those nights I'm having a hard time sleeping, I just start praying. A lot of times I'll put that music on and I'll just begin praying whatever God gives me, or I'll pull back out the Word, whatever I've been reading, and I'll pray that over friends and situations. But get in worship, because worship shifts things. And I'm just going to tell you just really quick, this is a quick little rabbit to chase, but the enemy, Satan, was a worshiper. He was a worshiper in heaven. And one thing he cannot stand is the worship of God. So if you want to resist him and watch him leave you alone, especially if you're dealing with something like depression, or you're dealing with doubt and fear or whatever's going on, put the music on in the background. Get some good soaky music. I like soaky music. If you don't like soaky music, get your favorite music, get it going, and roll it. I'm talking about roll it. Put it on replay. Get that music to where it can get you out of your junk. You know, here's the other thing. I believe that when it's like that, here's what it says to us. It says that when we enter into his courts with thanksgiving and praise, that's how we get into the courts of heaven. That's how we get into the space where we access the Heavenly Father. And that's where we're going to get our very best ideas. I can't tell you how much God's given me just while I've been listening to a song. He's given me much of this content that we have had through worship and the Word. That's where he's been filling me up. That's why the guides are several, like almost 500 pages. There you go. So anyway, prepare also in the Spirit. I'm going to be very bold here. God did a radical thing. From the time I was 8, I remember him filling me with the Holy Spirit. But there were doctrines and there were teachings of the church that held me back. And I've always been kind of a little bit of a people pleaser, and a lot of a people pleaser at some times, less at other times. But that's not a bad thing. I'm not speaking against my people pleasing tendencies. What I'm saying here is that's actually a pretty strong thing. If you want somebody that's going to be in ministry, they're going to have to know how to please people and serve people, period. That's a good thing. But what I'm talking about here is there have been those times where I have myself been in a place where I couldn't hear God for trying to jump through the hoops of what everybody else wanted for me to do. And my spiritual growth was one of those areas. Now, I thank God for, I call myself a mutt puppy in church religions. And I am totally Jesus. That's it. You want to know what denomination I am? I am Jesus, period. I'm all about Jesus, God's kingdom. That's it. You're not going to put me over into a category of any of them because I'm not any of them. Because I think that all of them should be saying, I'm not going to set up a monument. I'm going to be all about Jesus. I'm going to be all about my King of Kings, my Lord of Lords. I'm going to be all about God, Jehovah, the Jehovah who is everything I need. I'm all about Holy Spirit. And so when I say get in the Holy Spirit, I mean that there's times where I believe we need to just stop and again, be still and let God silence the voices around so he can actually speak into us. And it's so important for us to be in that place. We've got to be prepared in the Word, in worship, and in the Spirit. You get that? I promise you, you will be a success. You can't not be, because you're going to get the freshest ideas. You're going to get the things that are cutting edge. So then the next thing, and this is what we're working on with this challenge, the next few weeks, prepare everything you need. Prepare you. That's kind of the first part. But then prepare your vision. This is something we are going to work on hard this coming week, not this week, but the next. But your vision, without a vision, the Bible says that you're going to perish. You're going to die. You're going to burn up, burn out. You're going to work yourself to death. Some of you are so tired and weary that right now you're like me. I've got it. I get it. I've been battling being tired and weary and being productive. That's why it was time for this. It was time for me to settle in and to just dare to press in and push and take some massive action and to dare to get some great things done. But you know what? I get you being tired, because without a vision, we start to, that word perish, die. Listen, it's like burn out, burn up, get weary, get wore down. Some of you have worked so hard and you've not had a return for what you've done. Today, I ask you, if I could beg you, take some time to get a vision. And not your vision merely. God, let me just, I never read that verse. I didn't even finish reading it. God's vision, my sweet friends, is so sweet. It's what you are. He is, and you may not know who you are and what you are right now, but that's what we're talking about, really getting prepared in this way. Listen to this passage as I keep reading Psalm 37. In verses 4 and 5, this is what it says, and this is what I was going to read earlier. It says, make God your the utmost delight and pleasure in your life, and he will provide for you what you desire the most. So can I ask you, what do you desire? What do you desire? Don't be ashamed. You don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to be ashamed. You know what? I do desire prosperity. Why? Not for me so much. I know God's always took care of me. I mean, even when I didn't know how on earth he was going to take care of me. I've never been begging for bread. I've never been forsaken. Totally the scripture where it says, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children left begging for bread. It works. He has been all that to me. Now, have there been hard times? Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. I remember when I have had tires that looked like they were breathing air in and out of them going down the road. And I still had to go to school and drive 20 hours a week between school and work and school and work. I remember one time I needed air in my tire and I was down to $1.56 in my checking account, and I was hoping I counted it right. And I needed to stop and fill it up, and it was $1.50. And I thought, but I may need gas too. How's my gas? It looks awful low. And I didn't have anything to eat that day. And I remember what happened to that. It was so cute. This is God cute. This is how God works. I drove up and I was having to wait on this guy. I was thinking, my tire is going to go flat. Am I going to be able to pull? Is this thing going to keep going? Am I going to mess my tire up? I think this is about to mess up. Blah, 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 blah. I have that too. And as I pull up and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting on him, trust me, it was a wait. He comes up to my window. He says, Miss, could I please fill your tires up? I've got extra air. He saved me my $1.50. I was able to then get $1.50 in gas. And yes, I made it home and made it back to work the next day. And at home, I found some things I didn't even know I had in the pantry. That's just how God is. He is that God. He is that God. And in fact, the other thing I didn't even tell you too, is I get home and when I was looking in the pantry to just see what I had some things I needed. I don't even know. I'm telling you, God is good. But it was amazing. I did not think I had that. But also, I found this change box that I had somehow stuffed in my cabinets when I had moved. And it had change that I could get my breakfast the next day. It was amazing. God, I mean, I paid in change. Don't get me wrong. I have no shame in going to the drive-thru with my pennies and my nickels and my dimes and my quarters. And I paid in my change. You know what? I was never forsaken by him, not one minute. But can I tell you tonight that tonight I believe God wants you to answer a question of what do you want? What is it that you want? How long has it been since you've wanted something? Have you taken it to him for him to give you what you want? Because he says here again, let me read it one more time. Make God your utmost delight and pleasure in your life. Now, he's not a mean God that's going to beat you up and take away all your fun. You will never have more fun than when you are good, clear, clean, devoted, and sold out to him. You'll never have more fun than that. I have never, ever had more fun than whenever I have been totally, totally consecrated, set apart, sold out for God. Now, I'll tell you what, I've had a lot of turmoil when I've done it my own way. And when I put myself and my ideas and my way and the way everybody else is doing it, I've always had trouble. I've never been happy. I've always been in that place of going, well, could you come through for me, God? But he says here, if you make me the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, here's what he says, that he will provide for you what you desire the most. Huh. That's pretty unlimited, my friends. And just in case you want to hear more, it says, give God the right to direct your life. And as you trust him along the way, you will find that he pulled it off perfectly. Could I ask you tonight to just let him give you a vision? Answer what your desires are, what your delights are, what you really want. I'm telling you, he's not a dad who is going to say, ooh, my kid wants to have a singing career. When he's given you the blessings he's given you, he's not going to say, oh, sorry, I can't prosper you. You're going to struggle. You're going to have to suffer. Nope. No, no. Today he's asking for us to believe, to get a vision, to dare believe, to believe him for what you say you really, really want. Can he come through? He's the God of the impossible. He says in scripture that there's nothing impossible for him. So your vision, your goals, your calendar. It's time to prepare your calendar, your schedule. Your plans, your messages, your projects, your projects. Did you hear me say projects? Yeah. So your projects where your prosperity's at. It's where your provision's at. And he's already got something on your heart. I want to ask you to put into our chat what your last project you heard God say to do was and when you're going to do it. I'm working on one for next month. It will be live. I commit to you guys. the last week of, well, no. It needs to be done by next week, at the end of next week. So I got to get it. Okay. So your messages, your projects, your systems, you know, come on. I'm the queen of systems. This is going to be a month where we're going to get our systems down and we're going to make it to where you just can make this happen. Come on. You don't have to go and do this all by yourself. You've got a team of people who are kindred and like-minded that you can be in community with that can help you with your systems. Tell me, I want you to type for accountability in the chat what it is that you need some help with for this month. What is it that you're not getting done? Come on. What needs to be put into your day? What is it that needs to be that you don't know exactly how to make it work to get it done? Come on. Put it into chat. I'm going to go back and look at all this, you guys, because I'm looking forward to seeing where you're at. But your systems, your marketing plan. Did I mention a week from Saturday, we've got a whole day of marketing on a shoestring, and it's yours. You can come. You can tell your friends. They can come for free. They can come and join. But I'm going to go into marketing on a shoestring. And you guys, if there's one thing I know, it's marketing on a shoestring. You don't have to do all this stuff that costs a bunch of money. In fact, I laugh. I actually had a coaching client I was working with the other day that told me that they had been working with another company. And they were paying a lot more money than they have to pay for my coaching. Bless their hearts. They should have come to me first. But anyhow, they will now, but they were going to them. They told me, they said, but no, because of the scale they're at, they are spending so much on marketing. And I said, no, they don't have to. Oh, yes, they do. I said, I've done this for 35 years. And I'm telling you, no, they don't. They do not have to do things the way they're doing it. And I know because I've tasted it and I've done this a long time. I've not only done it for Cindy, I've done it for other companies, huge corporations. I've done it for itty bitty businesses that were getting started. I'm telling you, you can do it on a shoestring. Come and check me out. I'll give you some ideas that will make it work for you. But also your network. Maybe you're needing to prepare your network to where you can have the network of people you partner with that are going to help you to get out into different spheres and let people that they know about you. But then also your network of people that you're going to be working for. It's building your networks. Prepare your network. I'm telling you guys, this is the time. This is the time to do this. This is the month. And then I'm going to give you one more thing, but I'm going to come back in and we'll say this so I act surprised at the end of what I'm about to say. But I believe in the next couple months, you're going to see some things shift and change, and you're going to have to be ready because you're not going to be any looking back to be able to get these foundational things done. This time is time that it's of the essence. You've got to get your things done now, because otherwise you're going to find that things are going to take off and you're not going to be ready if you don't get it ready now. So that means like working like you've got an 8-hour job every day on this, or at minimum, give me an hour. Just give me an hour. Do you remember what I did last fall in an hour a day? I teach that all the time. Come on, give yourself an hour a day. But if you want to give yourself some real productivity, put yourself in the office. Get yourself a set schedule and see what happens. But I'll take an hour, okay? So the third thing is activate. Yes, activate. It is time. Are you hearing me? In case you're wondering. It is time to plant, to garden, and to harvest. I want to read to you a passage that the Lord gave me a few weeks back. And when I heard it, I claimed it. This has been one of the things that I'm claiming this and declaring this over my life this year. It's in 2 Corinthians. Come on, Cindy, you got this. You know how to use your Bible. 2 Corinthians, if things weren't falling out, that means it needs to be cleaned out. Okay, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 10, it says, and God who provides, and God who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating will also provide and multiply your resources for sowing and increase the fruits of your heart righteousness, which manifests itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity. Okay, hold on, let me go back here. the God who provides seed for the sower. You guys are sowing seed anytime that you're producing something amazing. You're sowing seed. And I want for you guys to know that that seed, it should be producing harvest. And this is a season where I'm hearing God say to take those seed that he's giving you and to put them out there, let and nurture them, grow them. You know what? You may not make $30,000 the rest of this month. I don't know what my month is going to look like this month, because I'm really finding that it's better for me right now to be sowing into people that are needing to get some things and take some action. And I know some are not making the money that they will make in the future, but I'm okay sowing into them. I feel like that's good, nice ground. That's why tonight you guys can come totally for free, because I don't have to make the money off of you right now. I'm not trying to make money off of you. I'm not trying to manipulate you into buying anything of mine. You can listen. This one, I'm going to leave it free right there on Facebook, so you can go back and listen to it. Now, next week, we start doing things that are in the set, and that's just because that's me being good at my word for those who have bought the set. You can listen even live for free. Come to every session I have for free, and you can take the notes that you have. I'm sowing generously into your life, because I believe from the bottom of my heart that God's got some things he wants you to sow right now. And I love the fact of being part of the kingdom of God. What I'm seeing, when I think about what we're going to be seeing as these things get ready to harvest, it's going to be what God said in scripture. When Jesus said that the fields were white for harvest, but the workers, the laborers were few. What I see is that the seed that God is planting right now, he's calling forth some harvesters. He's calling forth some laborers. And you would not be listening to me this long if you weren't some of those. I believe from the bottom of my heart that our greatest harvest is here. I believe that people are going to be so hungry for the beauty of what each of us have. I know I've been sitting back. I know one of the nights I was there with you, Joey, listening to you. Whew, it was so good. Do you know what? I needed that night. Because I was so missing Nashville. I was so missing my tribe there. Missing you guys. When I saw you on there, I was like, oh, Joey. And I've been listening to different friends that have got broadcasts that have huge ministries and churches that I've worked with them through the years. It has been just a beautiful season. I'm not going to ever be the preacher girl that says, I don't want it to go back on Sundays. It's okay. I'm going to be all right. But you know what? I love that I can go from church to church to church to church all around the globe. All throughout the week. I love what we're doing, that we're doing it a new way. We got new wineskins. We got new things that have never been tried. We've got new ways that I believe are still to be uncovered. And here's what I'm saying with this. It's the time for you to plant. For you to plant that idea, maybe in that idea journal, and or start to sit down and take this time to write that song or write that book. It's that time for you to record that teaching. It's that time for you to offer that service. I know Arilla is a virtual assistant, and I mentioned her, and I think it was our private coaching, Arilla. I hope I'm right. I mentioned having an hours pack, just so people could say, hey, I know I can get some help, and this is how many hours that, you know, I can spend. I have this much of a budget. They don't have to have something vague that they have to reach for. I'm offering the same thing myself and saying, hey, I can do some different work for different people, because, or I can teach people how to do the work. I have tried to get out of my box of how I think I should package things and dare to package things different. That's what we're talking about. Sowing some seed. We scatter forth. Ecclesiastes talks about, you don't know what stream. You are to build seven, to sow into seven streams. Why? Because you don't know what's going to prosper at any given time. So it's being creative and daring. I mean, forever I had multi streams. I had multi businesses with multi streams that we were doing forever with our businesses. That's why we were always blessed year round. We didn't never have a down season. Never had a down season. And I'm just saying, hey, it's time to build that kind of a business, that kind of a ministry, that kind of a platform for you, so that you don't have this on and off, on and off. Ooh, it snowed. I can't do anything today. Ooh, we got a pandemic. So now I'm shot. All my schedule's killed. It's getting those things again clean and prepared, ready to roll. And then it's a time to, again, rise up. I believe right now, so many people are downcast. They've had so much failure. Did I say that? Yep, I did. They've had so many things that they've done and didn't work, done and didn't work, done and didn't work. And you may be sitting there saying, that's nice that you had your nice little book, first thing you ever did, worked. But Cindy, I've not had that success. Well, can I tell you, I've had things that failed and flopped. Some of the things that I felt like were my very, very best things that didn't, they weren't my best sellers, but what they did, whoo, you guys, I think about, oops, my cup is empty, my coffee pot's broke. It was the first thing I produced that admitted that I was depressed. I had had a year of depression. Now, it happened to be when that book was released, it was maybe a month after that book was released that God healed me completely. It was a month before. My timing. Because that book actually came from the lesson. That God healed me completely. I never took another antidepressant. And I went through a divorce and all kinds of heartache and pain and struggle and stress. Hard times, rough times, broke times. Didn't know how I was going to make it times. And nothing. It couldn't touch it. People would say, how are you so joyful? It was because God so worked that into me. But that book, I even did it as an online study, and it had pretty good numbers. But by and large, it wasn't the numbers that some of my other things had, because I think it was a hard book for people to say, I'm going to buy that book. You know what I've done mostly with it? I've gifted it. I've given it to people more times than I have sold it. And you know what? It's fine. I'm talking about rise up. Don't think that because something is a failure, it doesn't even make sense, some of the things that were a success for me. I remember, let me tell you about this. This is funny. Years ago when they were starting to do the iPods and the iPhone, and it was before iPhone took off. It was way back with iPods, and people were doing little MP3 players, and they were kind of getting to be a big thing. And that Christmas, I knew it was about to be a big thing. Because I was hearing like people saying, well, I would like to get your audios, but I don't know how to download. And I had RSS feed for everything, including, this is the funniest thing, including my mom-to-mom radio show. All you had to do was click the RSS feed, put it into an aggregator that you could pull it down, and you could put it into your device. I didn't think it was that hard. If it was not that hard for me, anybody could do it. I even put instructions. But here's the funny part. That Christmas, the Lord put on my heart to fill some MP3 players with like different sets. Like I had my best of homeschooling for the year set. And it was like a whole MP3 player filled with all of those. I had an organization set that I filled an MP3 player with all things organization. And I had like mom to mom. I had a business set, MP3 player. It was a whole bunch of options that you had. Excuse me. My best seller was my mom to mom radio show that you could go and you could listen to unlimited. You could easily click the button and put it into an iPod, but it was my best seller. I don't even know how many I sold that year. It was hilarious. I thought, okay, I never thought that would go anywhere. I just did it because I thought, that would be another set. They could just have everything from mom to mom radio show. You guys, I can't even tell you how that makes me feel about product assumptions on my part, where I think, hey, I have a pretty good eye for a product that should be at a certain time, but you can't determine what's growing. You know, sometimes you plant something and it takes a little longer for it to grow. You are going to get beyond failure. And here's the thing I do know, that the more things I have done through the years, like say with Language Arts Easy Way, there's a certain number of those I sold. When I wrote the notebooking book, which was the next thing, if I'm not mistaken, it was one of the next anyway, of the things that came in the follow-up. I'd have to look at everything. But when I wrote notebooking, you would not believe. First of all, that was one of my best-selling books of all time. It put me on the map in the homeschool world on a different level, where at that point I was on every major platform, speaking at every major group, and in every single magazine. Again, I didn't query, I didn't promote it. It just happened. But it was because of the buzz that happened from that book. And that book went into all the major bookstores, and it really put me on the map. And I got famous for my notebooking. Yes, you can be a binder queen. Hello. What kind of title? It's the kind of title I say, my sexy titles is what that's called. But it put me there. But guess what? As notebooking went crazy viral, so did Language Arts the Easy Way and other things that I had in position. All my audios started going crazy. Our average sale was $100 to $200 every sale going out the door. I was booked, and every I can't even tell you, my average weekend at a conference was $16,000 to $25,000, $30,000. There were days I would just go set up for a mommy group, and it was $16,000 to $20,000. And so this was something I never bet. I just produced along the way. Have I had failure? Yes, I have. Have I had struggle? Yes, I have. Have I had things that I don't really know why the numbers weren't where they should be? Yes, I have. Even right now, the large majority of the people who are part of this particular session, this thing, even with them being at home for the most part right now, most of them are doing a DIY on their own time. They say, I'm not ready for this. I'm going, you should be ready for this. It's no better time than right now. You need to get these systems in place. You need to get these things in place. You need to get your vision in strong. You've already heard me go through all this. Today is the day that no excuses. Don't take this light. It's time to rise up. It's time to get moving. It's time to press into the presence of God and press toward the mark. It is time to step in. And I'm seeing like Moses taking the children of Israel out of Egypt, and he had to step into the water. They said about knee deep. They had to be knee deep before things just started parting the way. And they were able to go over into the promised land on dry ground. Sometimes you've got to step in and you got to step up so you can get totally where you need to be. Sometimes you have to take the leap. For me, I just got to kick in my tail to get out of where I was at in my job. And I have to thank my boss. He was so precious. He sowed into my ministry and said that he felt like God was telling him that I needed to be full-time. Now, I about panicked because I felt that. I just needed a little bit longer, like forever. I panicked, just like so many of you. But I'm telling you, you can leap. You can leap. You can dare to jump. Or you can be like me. I feel like my daughter's in airborne and my son is in airborne in the military. I remember when Matt went through airborne, I said, how did you jump out of a perfectly good airplane? He said, it's very simple. The jump master kicked me in the tail. Well, this was a kick me in the tail. And you may have a kick in your tail. But today is the day for you to have the experience of a lifetime. It is the day for you to be ultimately productive. And I believe that there is no better day than today. I want to pray over you now. I want to open it up. I have gone way longer than I normally go in a coaching time for a challenge, but I just feel like this was a needed message, and I kind of thought it was going to go there. And I told you at the beginning, so I kind of knew it. But I'm going to open it up because I know you've got some good stuff, you guys. So let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for tonight. I thank you for these precious friends. I thank you for the friends that can't be live right now for whatever they've got going on. I pray for each and every person that this touches, Lord, because I believe you're up to something huge. I believe that you've got your very best days alongside of us. I feel like you're smiling upon us. I feel like you are just braced and waiting for your bride to step in and to step up to the call, Lord. These are days that I believe our greatest works are here, and you put that on my heart, Lord, because they're a glory to you. They're an honor to you, Lord. And so, Lord, I just pray that you bless the works of each and every one of their hands. I pray you bless and give them songs in their sleep. I pray you give them articles in their sleep, books in their sleep, programs in their sleep, systems in their sleep, schedules in their sleep. Lord, I pray that you just bless them, and that when they wake up in the morning, that they are going full throttle, taking massive action for your glory. Not being tired and weary, doing this in their own strength. No, but doing this as unto you, Lord. Daring to go for what you say, just to try you out a little bit and watch what you do in their lives and in and through them, Lord. Thank you. Oh, I know you're going to do awesome things. I thank you. You're so good. You are so good. We worship you. We lift you on high. Just be with us the rest of the night. Lord, give good ideas. Share, Lord, do community with us. Just do community. For it's in Jesus' name I pray, amen.